Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem Feedback and Insights, Shir number 141. We started to explain in the previous Shir 140 how common interests are not enough to build an everlasting relationship, but to be the best version of ourselves are, of course, recognizing Hashem, and this is what Hashem wants from us, that we should each help, encourage, and challenge, but again, challenge in a very pleasant way, to each become the best version of ourselves. Because in some relationships, again, this is the concept of Toli B'Dover and Eina Toli B'Dover, because common purpose is usually because you enjoy similar things, which is also a beautiful thing, by the way, not knocking it at all. And it's important in marriage to find hobbies or things that you could mutually enjoy together. We talked about it many times in regards to that fun part of a relationship. That's necessary. So we're not knocking common interests. It could be used for the benefit of the relationship, but that alone is not healthy. That's really what we're saying. Because if the common purpose is what keeps the relationship together, and when that common purpose is lost, whatever the common purpose was, the relationship falls apart. Right? If it's toli bedover, batla hadover, batla ahava. If it's connected to something, this love, something tangible, when that tangible something leaves, the relationship leaves. So for example, in some relationships, the common purpose is simply pleasure. Whether it's sexual pleasure from one another, whether it's a pleasure in the form of money, shelter, other things, travel. And once that pleasure ceases, or you have a more appealing form of that pleasure elsewhere, the relationship ends, or has a sakana of ending. So very often, also common interests could provide a sort of like they have a common purpose, but it's really not, because when that interest changed, the relationship fades. And it's fascinating. And the idea is, this is why, by the way, unfortunately we see it now, not only in the American culture and other cultures, but even in our own culture, how there's breakup of marriages after 25 years, after 30 years, even after 35 years of marriage and more. And we rack our brains and like, why, what, when? They were married for so long. And the answer is very, very simple. Because they shared a common purpose. That common purpose was raising their children. And now that the children were raised, they don't find no longer any interests and have anything in common with one another. And they don't no longer have that common purpose. It was only a temporary one, because even raising kids is a temporary one. And now it evaporated. So the relationship evaporates. And that's why we said so many times, your husband or wife in a healthy way is your first child. Your husband or wife comes before your children. You have to maintain that relationship with a strength, and everything unfolds after that. So you don't live through your kids, as much and as important as chinuch habanim v'habanis are, which we talked about many times. The same thing is if the common interest is money. You struggle, the relationship ends or weakens. If the purpose is sex, same idea. When there's issues with that, or if you're driven by that, you'll stray into other areas of that, the relationship will end or get damaged. So unfortunately, this is the problem. Most marriages these days in the secular world, but even in our Torah world, is not to help each other become the best versions of ourselves. But that is what we need to do. We need that common purpose. Of course, the common purpose is Hashem. That's the Shechina. He's the third Shutif, who's the first Shutif that brings the couple together. But this is what Hashem wants from us, to fulfill our essential purpose, to bring out the best versions of each other, to bring out the talents in each other. And that essential purpose, when it's the center of your relationship, and you get that right, everything else will fall into place. The sexual, the monetary, the traveling, and the common interests. Yes, and even the common interests. You both like music, that's wonderful. You both want to go to concerts together. classical music or whatever it is wonderful. Common interests are beautiful, and it's enhanced if you have that center of the relationship, the basis, which is to create the best versions of ourselves through our neshama, and that's how we connect Hashem and Hashem to us. And that is it. How can I help you become the best version of yourself? Now, that doesn't mean making them crazy. It doesn't mean you mold them by forcing them to be something they're not. You have to, of course, love in a selfless way. Allow them to grow. Allow them to develop, not in your version of what they should be like, but their own version and their best authentic version of what they can be like. And that is really the idea. So the concept is that overall relationships, and certainly marriage in particular, can be a very powerful forum for personal growth. But you both need to agree to do this. You both have to want that. And you both have to discipline yourselves to pursue it. When you do that, then when you receive constructive criticism from your husband or your wife, it grows in gratefulness. Because it's helping you both in your personal growth. And in that way, these relationships between husband and wife can be the agents of tremendous good. But it could be reversed too. That's why you have to be so careful. The idea is switching from it, yours and mine, to ours. That's why there's this version in Pirkei Avos. It's not everyone holds like that. That when you say that what's mine and mine and what's yours is yours, that's the midah of sedayim. And people ask, according to that version, why should that be? That's fear. The Torah acknowledges that everyone has a right to their own personal property. So what's mine is mine and what's yours is a healthy thing. And in dinei mamonos, it is a healthy thing. But in relationships, it's not a healthy thing because it basically isolates mine, mine, yours, yours. And that's midas sedayim. And you need that common goal that fuses the two. So the idea really is in marriage or any relationship not to betray yourself. And you need to value your true self over pleasure. You need to value your true self over money, over possessions. You need to value yourself more than popularity, more than status. You need to value yourself more than your own yichus, frankly. You need to value yourself more than your standing in the community as an askin or whatever else that you pride yourself to be. And that is the idea. Your true self, your essence of your neshama, and your goal in this world, that's more valuable than anything else. And that is the idea. Are you going to say the Iker is the Tzibur, Klal Yisrael as a whole? That is true. But you can't have true Bittul to the Tzibur unless you have your individuality as a Yochid in a healthy way. So that's the idea. When we betray our own healthy inner self with other values, we come into inner conflict and we feel shame and discontent. So this is the idea. Many people, this is what they do. They betray themselves, their healthy selves, and then they feel shame and they want to run away. And that's the guilt and unhealthy shame that warns us and tells us, you know, your behaviors are not consistent with what is good. So some of these concepts were taken from a book called The Seven Levels of Intimacy by Matthew Kelly. And he quotes here Shakespeare. Now, Shakespeare was not a malach. And Shakespeare, I'm not, like I said, anyone who learns Torah to stick to Torah and no reason to go into Shakespeare. But Shakespeare had a eruvuvia, had a mixture. A lot of his writings are total nonsense or even not healthy. But some are really powerful and true. His sonnets, for example, talk about having children and generations, and his sonnets are on that subject are really tremendous and beautiful. And he has a play called Othello that is so, but basically you have a concept, if you read ever Agatha Christie, sorry I'm going on a tangent, and for those who learn all the time just ignore me, For those who like to read and already read, then listen. Agatha Christie was an English-British author that wrote a lot of mystery novels, and I read a lot of them. One of them was called Curtain. It was written in the 1940s. It was put into a safe. It was not published until later, and it's a classic. And it's a mind-boggling type of theory. I think I explained it once here, and one day I'm going to explain it again. And the site of it is based on Othello, which is Shakespeare's play, regarding how your words can create either the most beautiful things, but in the case of Othello, where the words that he and the jealousy behind it created devastation and destruction. And the power of Lashon Hara and the influence and negativity of words is expressed in that play, Othello, in the most brilliant way. So he had a mixture. But one of his words that he says, and I'm just going to read it here, he says, "To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day, and thou canst not then be false to any man." So the first phrase is to be true to your own self. The second phrase is just like night follows day, sort of like Goyle Ermit, so too, as consistent as that is, as night following day and day following night, that's how consistent you need to be in order, in that you should be true to yourself with that consistency. And don't be false to any man. That means toichei kibarei, inside like the outside. And that is the key. So the first responsibility in relationships is to be true to ourselves. And when we're true to ourselves, the way Hashem put it in our souls, that will help people around us to be true to themselves. The more authentic we are, the more authenticity we spread, and the more authentic we can be with those that we love. And it's so easy to betray that. That's why chanufa, right? The flattery is so destructive, because basically you're betraying yourself for a lie of wanting to get the approval of somebody else. And man's true self lies in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in him, Torah values, Seichel HaYoshar, straight mind, the values and principles and morals and ethics. And you can't be your true self if you take away these things, when you take away Torah values. And the idea is that creates a separation within yourself. Now, of course, everyone wants to experience pleasures in the world. That is very true. But, like we said, let's say you are already experiencing pleasure. You are having a Shabbos meal that's delicious. You're with your husband or wife. Sexual intimacy, and you're enjoying yourselves. So you could have that. That's the common interest. But you connect it, like what we said before, about to appreciate Hashem and each other because of it. Then you're not just taking that pleasure and having it just as a common interest that would fall apart, but you're using it as a vehicle to grow in Hakaras HaToiv, which actualizes your best self. And the idea is when you let go of those concepts of the best version of yourself, then you will see your marriage drift apart, because they become restless, uneasy, because they are in their self-deception. And even if you don't leave physically, they'll leave emotionally. They'll detach themselves, distance themselves, run away because of their own betrayal of themselves. So the idea is to be authentic and true to each other in a healthy way. That creates the marriage bond to be everlasting. So that's why it's so important for every man, every woman listening, not to compromise on the principles and values that Hashem wants us to have, not to abandon our true self, and to stick to what we really can be and need to be. And that is one of the most powerful concepts in life and in marriage. And a lot of it is anava, humility, to recognize that we make mistakes, and even in every problem we can find a good thing, and we can grow, and so on and so forth. So to summarize what we said in this shiur, is we need to evaluate what life is, what relationships are. And you always ask yourself as you interact, will this interaction help me become the best version of myself? And if that is your principle as you interact with everybody, everything changes. And it makes no difference. You know, we talk about marriage, husband and wife, but it makes also when you're, let's say, in the supermarket and you're online and there's a cashier there. You ask yourself, what will help me become the best version of myself and help that cashier become the best version of herself or his self? And that is maybe if you give a smile and say good morning, that's the tachlis of that connection. So the bottom line is your essential purpose is to be the best version of yourself. This answers also the agonizing what a lot of people go through dating for a long period of time. But again, the concept is, and it's min hashamayim, but if your focus is, I don't know if this particular date will work out, not work out, it's all in Hashem's hands, of course I do my ishtadlis, but am I going to behave on this date as my best self and influence this person to be her best self or his best self, even if we never meet again, even if one of us says, no, it's not for us. And then, of course, after that date, it's healthy to move away from it. Your mind goes off it and you move on. But while you're present in that date, whatever it is, you think along those lines. It creates tremendous clarity in every interaction that you have, whether it's superficial interactions or deep meaning interactions, whether it's friends that you only see from once in a while or people that you're very close to. But a husband and wife certainly, they could access each other's potential. It's okay and even healthy to have common interests, but the common interests have to be connected with their purpose and their goal in mind, which is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting each one of them to access the best of themselves and to inspire and challenge and in a healthy way and encourage each other to express the best versions of themselves. Bracha and Hatzlacha.